Who's Hacked? The latest data breaches and cyber attacks powered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. On January 14th, 2022, according to CoinDesk, CityDAO, the experiment into decentralized land ownership, has fallen victim to a $95,000 hack by fraudsters on Discord. CityDAO's aim is to build a city with decentralized governance where citizens purchase land in the form of NFTs. CityDAO uses Discord, a gaming-focused instant messaging service, to issue alerts known as land drops when there are opportunities to purchase said NFTs. The attacker issued a fake land drop from the admin's compromised Discord account, pocketing 29.67 Ethereum, which was, again, worth about $95,000. Steve, what's your take on this situation?
Honestly, Paul, I read this one. I had to read it a second time. I mean, this is just so wacky. So sometimes I look at some of the crypto hacks and I first have to wrap my head around the platform that got hacked. And I still have a hard time with some of them, frankly. So I really, truly don't understand the blockchain city and what the members actually get from a monetary standpoint. And I can't make sense of it.
Yeah. Maybe we could zoom out for a second because I too had to read this a couple times to really kind of see what was happening as far as what we could talk about quickly today. And I'm thinking about Discord, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, text message, email. I mean, Steve, there is a bajillion places to chat out there. We don't know all the ins and outs of this situation, but they do mention Discord, and that's kind of where this person was able to put out their attack. But where should we put our focus? Is it on the platform CityDAO? Is it on something with Discord? Is it on these messaging services? Is it the people clicking on these things? Or, you know, if they clicked on the compromised link that this guy blasted out over Discord? Is there somewhere we could put our focus maybe just to understand from a cybersecurity perspective?
You know what, Paul? All of the above. This is modern day hacking. This is the next generation. Crypto crime, we predict to be the second fastest growing type of crime behind ransomware. We're used to terms like phishing and things we've been talking about for the past 20 years. And now there's a whole new language, just like cryptocurrency and crypto exchanges and wallet technology is all very new to a lot of people. And a whole new language is developing around the types of hacks. Honestly, it wasn't until I read this article that I knew what a land drop was.
Well, now we do. And Steve, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
To learn more about this cyber incident and others, go to cybercrimewire.com.